Rabbi Siegel, Derech Hashem, February
24th. I think we're up to here. We're in Perek Shishi. Amnon Chulka.
Perek Shishi makes sense.
I have that. That's where I have it. Yesterday, you have share?
Yeah. We didn't do anything inside yesterday.
Right, we're up to here. Amnon Chulka.
That bad time.
All that
there?
Yeah.
Oh, just take
like
the one good chair.
Yeah.
Which
chair?
Clear.
I put that note there myself. I'm guessing it's for that reason.
Okay. So we spent a nice amount of time discussing the messianess of a rich guy.
Yeah, that's up there. All right.
There's one thing which... is without a doubt, is to internalize. We have Bechira, but our Bechira is limited to one area.
Own challenges.
Kill or not?
Hashem faces us with, Hashem presents us with choices, and our Bechira is to choose, but we
Page
don't set up the choices. We have no control over what choices we are going to be presented with. Let's not fool ourselves. We can't choose what we're going to choose. We choose. But we can't choose what we're going to choose.
Like what challenge?
We can't choose whether we're going to be wealthy. We can't choose whether we're going to be smart. We can't choose any of that. We can't choose nothing. Hashem surrounds us with choices. We live within an environment, a world of choices.
You're amazing.
And he says that Hashem, with his infinite wisdom, the chokhmah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses in order to determine what our choices are going to be, is beyond us. We can't plumb the depths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshavas. We can't second guess him. We can't figure out his. Because book is a totally different way of thinking. It's a different level. It's not just a different level, a higher level. It's elusive. It's beyond us, and we have no access to Kaddish Baruch's chokhmah and his wisdom. So we can't figure it out. We don't have the tools of figuring it out.
When you say we don't choose what we will choose, you mean we can't choose our predictive?
Right. We can't. We cannot choose what choices we're going to be faced with.
So. Like saying the chef brings out two platters and we can choose what to eat, but we can't choose what he makes.
We can't choose what he's going to bring out.
I understand.
Yeah. And when we try, we can mess up. It's not you can try and impact. You could try and have some kind of influence on what comes out, but you don't have control over that. Because they could mess, you know, you could tell him, you could even order something. You order something, you give the waiter your order. He goes in. You have no control what he's going to bring out. If he brings it out, that's because he decides he's going to do it. We have very little control. I mean, the chances are you're going to get what you ordered, but that's not guaranteed. All you need is one possibility of slipping up, and you automatically don't have control. Control of total control.
You might forget the onions.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing worse than ordering something, waiting half an hour for it to come and get being the wrong thing, because you're going to eat it anyway, because you're not going to tell them to send it back and get you what you ordered, because then you have to wait another half an hour. So they got you.
And
then they're going to want to tip, they're going to want to tip too. Oh, that's one right here.
That thieves of restaurants?
They add gratuities to the bill. You know, the bill says 12% to 70%. What if I don't want to, what if I don't like the service? Why do I have to pay for it?
Oh.
I also don't like it when you want to give it to the waiters, you just put it in the dish, they all divide it. That's not right. The whole incentive goes out the window. The guys, you know, I want the guy to quick service, I want him to be nice, I want him to be funny. I want him to be funny. And I don't want to give. I'm going to give the tip. They're going to divide it up. He's going to get 1/6 of it, and the other five people are grouches. Why? I don't want grouches to get my tip. I go over to the guy. I said, "Here, take the money. I give my 2 cents tip. I give 2 cents, not just 1 cent. I give 2 cents."
That goes all out.
Yeah. He worked hard for it. He deserves it. So everyone has their own tailor-made disyonis. And it's tailor-made means tailor-made, like a custom-made suit. And there's nothing you can do about it. There is nothing you can do about it. The guy wakes up one morning and he's wearing a fireproof suit. So he knows that his task in life is to go through fire. He wakes up in the morning and he has an M16. So he knows his task is to take out the opposition. He wakes up in the morning and he finds he's wearing a fairy wing costume.
What?
A fairy wing costume. So he has to fly to the castle and bring back the diadem. And you know, and if you have a fairy ring costume, you don't walk through fire.
All right, cut. Take that one.
You know
out.
Why? because your wings get burned and then you fall and hurt yourself. And that's why you get judged based on what you are, and the choices you face. And you can't make comparisons because you just can't make comparisons because you had a different set of choices than others. And you had a different job, and you had different things to overcome. So you can't make comparisons. And every single person that came into the world from the time of Admiration until the end of time has a different set of circumstances. So this is like another opus. It's like a little bit deeper. We're used to thinking that everyone has different abilities. This is different. This is a totally different set of choices constantly throughout his life. We make hundreds of choices a day. Some of them more major than others, make hundreds of choices a day. Hundreds. I don't even remember if there's a number for the amount of choices you make during the day. You make a choice, should I look at you when I'm giving a share, or should I look at you? Or should I go like this, like that? These are all choices. We make, and every single one of those choices, we're presented with more than one option. Two options, three options, four options. Sometimes we can be presented with 40 options. And every single set of circumstances that we're faced with is tailor-made for us. And no one else has the exact set of circumstances. This is something which should cause your, like I said, should cause your brain to burst like it would be put in a microwave for like 30 minutes. You took someone's brain and put it into a microwave for 30 minutes. That's what should happen to your brain when you start thinking of this right now. How could you can't imagine the chokhmah, the kedusha thing, let alone the power to do it, the power to implement it. But the chokhmah, he knows us so well, and that's why we get judged. And it's scary because we get judged fairly.
The judge knows everything.
And he knows exactly what we're capable of and what we could have done. Don't tell me you couldn't have done that. Because I only gave you that choice because I knew you could do it. Don't tell me it was too hard for you. I knew exactly how high you could jump. Because I know the muscle tone. I know the spring in your step. I know the willpower you put into something. And I know exactly how high you could jump. And don't tell me you didn't bother jumping because you couldn't make it. That's the judgment. That's the din. Could have done it. You could have learned for 2 hours, 32 minutes, 42 seconds, and 68,000 nanoseconds. And you only did it for 65,000 nanoseconds. And you could have done it, and you gave up because you couldn't do it. You could. It's Mamash and Niflam Light. As you know, Baruch Hashem, it seems like my back condition seems to be changing. It's metamorphosizing to the next stage. It's interesting condition.
Worse or better?
It's different. It's easier to deal with.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, I have a hard time learning. It's one of the hardest. Teaching is easier. In fact, teaching takes my mind off it because when I... you know? It's okay. So as far as that's concerned, it makes
me... Happy to be able to help.
But learning is very, very hard for me. To sit, you know, without a harusa in my house... When, you know, it's very, very difficult. But there's certain times when I have no choice because I have to give a shiur and I want to sound reasonably intelligent. And I want to fool you into thinking that I'm a Talmud Chacham. So I have to do a good job of faking it. And I'm telling you, when I sit down, I'm convinced that I cannot stay there for more than a half an hour. I can't sit still for more than a half an hour. I can't sit with the same I can't. And at the end of the half an hour, I feel all nauseous and sick and in pain. I said, I'm amazed that I made it till now. But I just did the Gemara Rashi. I didn't finish that in the middle of a Taisus. And I didn't finish all of them. And I'm going to have to come to Shir. And some guy's going to ask me a kasha in Taisus. And I don't want to sound like an idiot and say, oh, that's a good question. And then find out that it's in the Taisus like I did today. Because Taisus is the one that asked the kasha about Mukha Saitz, by the way. Yeah. And that's, you know. So I said, okay, at least to the end of the Taisus. And then I make it. And I said, yeah, but these guys, they're going to go do the Gemara Rashi Taisus on their own during the Seder. I have to have the Raja and the Ritva and the Ramban. And I have to know the Afla and the Peshua. And then I also have to have the kashas that they're going to come up with on the plot of Peshua. And I have to think of the answers ahead of time. Otherwise, they're going to think I'm an Amaritz. So now they have it. And before I know it, it's 2 or 3 hours. And that's a miracle. But you see, that's the thing. We don't realize what we're capable of. We can be convinced. We limit ourselves. Like I limit myself and think that I'm capable of a half an hour. And really, I was capable of 2 hours. And maybe even then I'm limiting myself. Maybe I could have gone further. And we're going to be judged for it. We're going to be judged for fooling ourselves. And that is a very scary thing. We are going to be judged for fooling ourselves. We are going to be judged for stopping. We are going to be judged. Oh, with the 5 minutes. Yeah, but he was not a gadol.
Right, but still, not that young, he was younger
then. He was not a gadol then. At the end of my life, if I'm what the stipend was when he was 15 years old, that would be accomplishing a great deal. But I can't be him. I have to be me, so... You know, God made me. He wants to. What? You know, this is like, and everybody has it in this year. I don't know about you guys. I'm sure you have the same thing. Every single year, I have a different set of Nisyanis. It goes by years with me. Every year, it's crazy. Every year, I have something that says I can't go on like this, and then you do it. And like last year, I had my son getting married and my daughter being in the hospital. That was like the first half of the year was wiped out. Yeah. I was wiped out financially, I was wiped out emotionally, physically exhausted, everything. And then I came back and they said, I did it, it's all over, smooth sailing, and then my daughter goes into the hospital for 3.5 weeks. And the emotional pressure, you know, not knowing what was wrong, was the worst, you know. And then, of course, you can't take off 3 weeks from yeshiva, you have to be here. It was amazing. Anyway, so then when she finally came back, I said, okay, smooth sailing, you know. Did I know it was going to be this year? And that's just what you guys know about. Because you have no idea. Nobody knows the peck of life someone's goes through. Nobody knows. And I find with me, every year it changes. And as soon as I say, things are good, I got past it, something else comes. The Chochma al Yena. The Chochma al Yena. Chochma al Yena. And we get judged on it. Mind-boggling. If you don't become the biggest Talmud Chacham the silver spring ever produced, they're going to say Chaval al Yaval.
Doesn't rhyme.
I don't know about that.
She wasn't here, whatever. You didn't hear it. It was the hams up there. It was like,
I'm not so sure about it.
It's a little shaky. Rabbi it's
a little shaky. I'm scared. I'm very scared.
I'll be the next Queens.
Zayda, begin writing.
Why are you writing so much? Writing all day.
Alright, so he's Bina and behold. The Yes and Yadai Olam. All the matters of this world, Kulon Lim Shakim, Tidron, Vinatakim, Vishtash, Minyan, Inyan. This world is constantly in movement. There's a constant flow. It's never stagnant. And there's forces at work, some that we see, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. And the forces at work are hidden behind the curtain. We discussed the Nibdalim. He talks about it There's Nivdalim. There's Gashmiim. That's Gashmiim. We know what that is. And then there's Nivdalim. And there's the constellations. There's the stars. Shamais. Shadim. We talked about this in Chelik Al Perek Hamish. There's Nivdalim. And then there's Gashmiim. And there's a constant handoff between the two. This process is a constant. And it's bringing about that which we've been discussing, the different situations that we're presented with. There is a cause and effect. There is something, there's some force that causes a certain set of circumstances to coalesce together to present us with our Messiah. There's no number to the amount of factors involved in being presented with a simple choice. Kadosh Baruch Hu has his army. A lot of it has to do with the constellation. There was an ascendancy when a person was born. I remember we discussed that. The signs of the zodiac.
No. We mentioned it, but we didn't go into it.
The Gemara talks about it. The Gemara talks about it that the person's choices are not based on anything. Choices is Bechira. Bechira, you choose.
Jewish Gemara?
And it doesn't. Yeah, the Gemara
Shabbos. Based on anything.
You choose. Choices is choosing. But
yeah,
everything.
Based on something that you know.
You choose. No, you choose. Okay, but it's you're the one that's doing the choosing. No one else is choosing but you. No one else. But everything else outside of choices? You have no input in whatsoever. So where does the input come from? Well, if you're not choosing what choices you're faced with, if you're not choosing, then you're not setting it up. So then who is?
Hashem.
Yeah, but it's not, you know.
That's not Bechira.
It's Hashem.
Us.
Everything is Hashem. But it's Hashem has his way of doing it.
It's a her.
No.
If we don't choose.
No, the Yitzhar presents its case, the Yitzhar Tov presents its case, and then we decide with our Bechira amongst that.
It's not always one or the other.
So you're saying who chooses the choices that we're faced with?
Yeah. Ourselves. That's what he said.
No, he said we don't choose the choices that we're faced with.
Right, we don't choose the choices we're faced with.
Who does?
Hashem does, but there's a process.
Hashem. That's what we just talked about.
The
spirit of the world puts everything into perfect place.
There's a process. So Gemara here talks about the process. That was a long Gemara here in Sefer Shabbos.
Kuf Nun Vav Amral.
What was that?
Kuf Nun Vav Amral.
Hello.
It's going to be hard to word this. What are you missing?
The worst verb.
What?
The worst verb is like salami.
The Gemara says in Shabbos.
Yeah, but it's worse.
Siva ben Kasid Rabbi Shua ben Levi. It was written on the tablet of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. On his tablet. What did God say to Moshe when he had a headache?
Yeah, thank you to have the common one.
It was written on Rabbi Shua ben Levi's tablet. Hi man, there's a guy, someone. To Bechad B'Shavu, he's born on a Sunday. Someone's born on a Sunday.
This is what's written on the tablet?
Yes.
Someone's born on a Sunday.
He Gever, he's going to be the head of something. He's going to be the head of something.
Yeah.
Now, what's it going to be the head of? It could be a tzaddik. It could be like the head of a yeshiva. Or it could be the head of a band of thieves. He's going to be the head of something. What if someone's born on a Monday?
If he's born on a Sunday?
Someone's born on a Sunday is going to be the head of something. He could be the head of a yeshiva. He could be the head of thieves. Someone that's born on a Monday? I was born on a Monday.
Yeah. I think I was born on a Thursday.
Yeah, but I was born after Shkia, so I guess I was born on Tuesday.
Well, are we going by Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni? Or are we going
it's the day of the week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it probably starts the night before, because that's what Jews do, mm-hmm. right? He's going to be someone that's going to be very difficult to get along with, very angry. Now, I hope there's no one here that's born on a Monday and don't advertise it.
Is that actually what it said?
Yes, Ragzon. He's going to be an angry person. Because he's created. Yes, he's created. It's a Gemara. This is a Gemara Masechah Shabbos. Isn't this interesting?
Born on a Monday.
Yes.
That's such a generalization.
Yes.
I mean, I hate to say it, but like,
because on Monday, Hashem created the division between the waters. On Sunday.
That's holy. That's holy. That's good stuff. You know what's sick? All four, my father and all three of my uncles were all born on Shabbos. All the boys in his family were born on Shabbos.
My mom. The Gemara said someone that's born on Shabbos is going to pass away on Shabbos.
Okay.
My mother was born on Shabbos. Yeah. She passed away on Shabbos.
If you pass away on Shabbos, it means your life is complete. You did all your tafkidim in life.
I can tell you.
If you pass away on Shabbos, it means you did what you were supposed to be here. You did what you were supposed to do when you were here.
Give me the day. You can go to
birthday. Everybody, my father's saying all the boys are born on Shabbos.
You're 1990?
Four people.
I was born in 1990. It's
holy.
June 21st.
Oh, you could check what day we were born on? Can we first go through all the days?
Yeah, can we
get
the rest of the week?
We'll have to know when we were born.
What's the positive aspect of being born on a Monday?
Is there anything
you can control?
Well, Sunday you could be the head of Yeshiva.
It's the 16th day of Elul.
I was born in Dalet Elul the year before.
Were you born the night or during the day, do you know?
Doesn't say he'll be a fisherman,
he
said he'll be an angry.
Check my birthday.
So, Thursday.
So you'd be angry about the right thing.
Check mine. You dial it out.
You say you were born on the Shabbos?
I don't know, I thought I was. Rabbi.
Rabbi. You dial it out.
Did you want to check my day?
What's your day?
June 21st.
By using
what year?
1990.
I was born noonish.
June 21st?
Yeah.
Day or night?
I think it was during night.
What?
I think it was that night. I don't remember, so.
Was it day or night? What's the difference?
It was a Thursday
during the day, Thursday or night?
I mean, my parents said a Thursday, I'm pretty sure.
Thursday during the day, Thursday or night?
I'll have to check.
Okay, well, if it's Thursday during the day, it's Kafka Sivan. If it's Thursday night, it's Kafka Sivan. So it depends whether you were born before sunset or after sunset.
Maybe okay, what about for me, June 26th, 89?
On a Thursday or on a Friday?
Thursday night. What? What'd you say, June?
26/89, and I'll find out whether it was day or night later.
Kav Gimel Sivan.
Kav Gimel Sivan?
What day is that?
We went through this before, right?
Monday.
I was like, Mike?
Oh, you're born on a Monday! Yeah! Well, maybe it's Monday night. What?
Monday, September 14th, 89.
You don't know it?
No.
You're down at all.
Yeah, you're down at all.
So he's to Zion.
What day is that?
You know what? Yo, it's
are we going to kill?
There's more.
What's July 27th, 1990?
I was 6 years old. You know it.
I know a Hebrew, but I don't know what hour I was born.
So well, that's the Shabbos, my dear.
Oh,
no, July 27th?
Yeah, but my birthday's
so Friday.
My birthday's Hail.
Hail, Friday.
Friday?
Right. Friday, hey, oh, wow, I wonder if your mother fasted that year. If she didn't want, she could get out of it, but she could. It's more than 3 days.
It's a Thursday.
You're right.
You went back to 1989 on your calendar?
see if I can do that.
Yeah, so it said because the waters were split up on Monday, so it's a time of splitting.
It doesn't say a positive aspect. Does it say both of
Tuesday?
Maybe it doesn't give a balance.
He's gonna be rich.
89.
He's gonna be rich.
That's pretty good.
All
right, yo. It only goes till 88. It doesn't go to 89.
89.
Makes sense.
Because
wouldn't make
everyone,
sense.
Everyone, give me your birthday. It's exactly the day when you were born. What did we?
Wait, so what you said if you're born on Tuesday, you said if you're born on Tuesday,
he's
going to
be rich and we're immoral.
Immoral? What, Tuesday?
Yeah.
If you're born on Tuesday, you'll be rich and immoral.
Yes.
I know.
I mean, why does it Tuesday give a positive and a negative? Monday, Tuesday,
I don't know. I didn't spend enough time on the things that are there. There are answers to your questions, nice. But I'm not going to just answer them just off the cuff.
What, so
you,
right,
you're not allowed to do that.
He'll be immoral. That's taking away his free choice. Yeah.
That's the point. That's why I'm reading you this Gemara. I'm reading you this Gemara because I wanted you to ask that. I knew you were going to say that.
What was the question?
Rashi says, why is he immoral?
89.
Because the grass was created on the third day, and grass spreads all over the place. It spreads its seeds all over the place. There you go.
On a
fourth day, he's gonna be smart. That's obvious, yeah. Wednesday, because the sun was hung up on Wednesday. The sun and the moon were hung up on Wednesday, so he's gonna light up the world.
You're writing all this down, right?
So, why? It was born on Friday.
I was born on Friday in the afternoon.
If you're born on Wednesday, you'll be smart because what?
The sun and the moon were hung up on
the luminaries. Thursday? Ah.
Somebody want to hold my hands?
A kind of benevolent person.
What's the catch?
Because the fish and the birds were created then.
That's it. I'm just kind of benevolent.
Because fish and birds.
Yeah. I think this calls for a classic moment. The Thursdayers.
I also like the Thursday, but I'm not sure.
I was getting kind of cozy on your beer there.
I know, right?
Because Thursday, because fish and birds, nobody troubles to feed them. The cows, the farmer feeds the cows. But fish and birds, the farmer feeds
you'll be a kind person?
Yeah, the farmer feeds the ox because he has to feed the ox because the ox plows for him. Right,
I was born up there.
But fish and you'll birds, nobody bothers to feed them. They exist solely off the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So because you exist on chesed,
because Hashem created, Hashem created fish and birds on Thursday. Thursday is the day when Hashem's chesed filled the world because he created something that Hashem is saying. He's creating fish and birds, and Hashem is taking care of them. This is on Hashem's cheshbon, pure chesed. Do fish earn? Do you feed the carp in the sea? You have some fish that nobody else fed until you got them, and you got them put in your tank, and now you feed them. But before you fed them, who fed them?
So you're saying that the way that the fish come about and exist
with the fish, Hashem created chesed. Yeah, chesed and fish came into this world at the same time. Friday. Because it's Friday. There's a guy that's going to run around a lot. He's going to run around a lot.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by running around a lot?
He's going to be a constantly in motion, always running. The word says he'll always be running after mitzvahs.
There's no catch for being born on a Thursday.
So you got the L right.
Rabbi, you want to go with the catch? The big nose thing.
What?
Smells good.
It does.
Someone's born on Shabbos?
Shabbos?
We'll die on Shabbos.
Hey, what'd you say?
Someone that's born on Shabbos will die on Shabbos? Because they're Michal Shabbos because of his birth.
That's funny.
It's Friday.
Constantly emotion.
That sucks.
Cannot allow for Christ gouging.
But it'll be someone that's called aestheticism. He'll be aesthetic. That means he'll have a natural tendency to be separate and above the commanders of this world.
Call
yes, sir, I'll
switch.
Only if they raise it 30%.
That's one Gemara.
Spiritual.
That was written in Rabbi Shobin Levi's Pinchas.
What was the reason for you running around a lot on Friday? Because that almost created them?
Doesn't say. Well, because it says that Friday is right before Shabbos, so it's natural to run around mitzvahs on Friday.
Because you got to run around groceries and shopping for the mitzvah.
That's Rabbi Shobin Levi.
Wait, what about my question about the immoral?
The what?
Being immoral. How can it say that you'll be immoral?
Kanina said, tell Bar Levi, tell Rabbi Shimon Levi, Lay Mazel Yem Germ. It's not the day that causes, that has an impact. It's not the day that a person is born. El Mazel Shalagram. It's the hour of the day. It's not the day, it's the hour of the day.
I'm not writing that. I like my Thursday as it is.
It's the hour of the day.
Yes, yeah,
the
hour
of the day. Of what happens in which
hour? This
which
is Rabbi Hanina.
I hear beeping.
It's the hour of the day.
From what?
Because there's like a wheel of stars, constellations. There's a wheel of constellations, like a wheel. That they take turns. Ascending and descending. It's a wheel. It goes up and down.
Oh yeah, each planet has control over the Earth at different times.
And they have different rotation throughout the hours of the day.
Mars has control over us on Friday night. It's okay.
And there's seven stars. So at any given hour of the day, one of these seven stars is in ascendancy, and then the others are in descendancy. You know, there's one that's atop, there's one that are already going down, and there are others on the way up. So he said that's what determines, that's what has an impact.
There's only one going down?
There's different levels. So he said if somebody is born,
but they're more than 7 hours
comma,
in the day.
Yes, it's a cycle.
Each planet gets 7 hours a day.
It's a seven-day cycle, which works out. Yeah.
It's a seven-day cycle.
Right, it's a seven-day cycle. So someone is born at the time when the comma constellation is in ascendancy.
What, Mercury?
Comma.
Sun.
I don't know what that is. The third thing is wine. Yeah, give us, there'll be someone that gives off light. They'll shine. And Alchemy Delay, and he stays within his own parameters. He doesn't steal. He doesn't take what belongs to other people.
Does it explain which hours they are?
Okay, well, let's look at Rosh Hashanah. There's a Rashi goes into it in detail.
Rosh Hashanah, you said?
Yeah, it goes into detail exactly how it works.
They're going to have giant ox that Yeshua is going to slay.
There's a Gemara on Shabbos that talks about it as well. It talks about when the best time of the day is to get bloodletting. There's a Gemara on the second Shabbos that talks about when the best time of the day is to get bloodletting. You don't get bloodlet when Ma'adim. Ma'adim is a red. Ma'adim is in the seventh.
Some people have a medic not to make Kiddush on
very,
Friday night.
Very weak. Yeah.
When Ma'adim has control over it.
So number one, he'll be someone that gives off luminescence. And he stays within his own parameters, like the sun. The sun doesn't intrude on the night.
True, but what is
it? The best of their food type.
Oh, very good. Fish, meat, and wine.
And he'll be able to reveal secrets.
What? So he'll give off light, he'll stay in his own boundaries, meaning he won't steal, and he'll be able to reveal secrets.
Right. Everything will be revealed.
So he'll also break down boundaries.
And if he steals, he won't be successful. He will mess up. He can't hide from anybody. He will not have a good career, a profitable career as a thief. If someone was born then. Since if someone was born then, they should know to stay out of that line of work. Because they will get caught. I mean, they can go to thief school, and it will not help them. They will get caught. You know, like there's always this kid, whenever they get into trouble, a whole bunch of kids together, and they get away, and he's always the one that gets caught. Even though he didn't do anything. He always gets caught. Naga!
Is he still on his grave?
Naga is next. Naga.
What's Naga?
Rebbe. These.
It's the name of a constellation. Venus? He'll be rich. And he'll have a tendency towards immorality. Because there's a lot of fire there.
Oh, that's not
and Venus. Fire and immorality, you know, they go hand in hand.
How do you spell Naga?
Nun Bob Gimel Hay.
Under Naga, so then he'll be rich.
Yeah, we hit, and then they'll have a fire of the fire of Tiber. Kaichav.
Because Naga is a fiery star.
Yes.
No, I'm not writing this down. It's too much.
I like my Thursday.
Kaichav.
Let's find out what time of day is more.
So he says the Kaichav.
On the birth certificate.
Is like
there it is.
It's like a secondary star to Kama.
New York.
The orbit, I guess the orbit of Kaichav is secondary or subsidiary to Kama. So the properties of Kaichav are very similar to Kama. So Kaichav.
I didn't hear what you said before.
The constellation or the star or the planet Kaichav is like secondary to Kama. The orbit follows it, it's like a minor satellite. Oh, that's a good word. It's like a satellite.
Oh!
So the properties of Kaichav are similar. That he'll illuminate and he'll be wise.
Wait, so he'll be wise, but not as wise?
You know, I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm on the Bikokov.
Levana. Levana.
Yigvar Savil.
Savil Marion. He won't see so well.
Really?
Yeah.
Savil Marion.
So far we have under the Kama, under Noga, under Kochav. What's the problem?
Levana is. Levana. Savil Marion.
Levana?
Shemis Navna Vailachas. He's not going to look so good.
He'll be ugly?
Something like that.
Oh, the Gemara is pretty blunt.
On Thursday?
He won't see so
no,
well.
No, if he's born under the Levana.
Under this satellite.
He's not going to have such a good... because the moon...
Can't
like,
be Thursday, man.
So he won't see well?
No, not the... Savio Marin.
He won't
get full of himself. He won't look good or he won't see
no,
good?
No, he won't have a good appearance.
By the way, there's only seven planets.
He won't have a good appearance.
Want to meet some kindness?
There's only seven other planets.
And it says he won't... He'll build.
Just caught up.
He won't be so consistent. He'll build. He'll break down. He'll break down. Build because the Levana is not consistent.
Science used to say there was nine planets. Now there's only eight, meaning there's seven.
And he's gonna have a tendency to take from others.
Okay. Like
because that's what the moon does. The moon.
Does it go through the months?
Shines.
Like in a month?
The moon shines during the day.
What month are you born in? Hello, man. What month are you born in?
September 6th.
I was born September 14th.
English month has nothing to do with anything.
The month? Hello?
English month?
Oh, English month.
They'll be able to keep a secret. Because the Levana is a private, secretive orb.
Does it have things for months?
Well,
and if he wants to be a Ganev, he'll be successful.
So we'll have
the moon is sneaky.
It has
6-7
years. Because the sun takes, because the moon takes.
No, because the previous person who was talking said they were born on.
You said
so get away with stuff.
You said it'll take from
others. Yeah, the moon shines.
The previous person
the
said on Wednesday. If you're born on Wednesday, you're going to be smart.
It takes away from the sun also.
The previous person said if you're born on Wednesday, you're going to be smart because that's when the moon and the sun were brought into the world and that's going to spread the light.
Right.
So that's like
Shavtai.
I heard that a friend of mine said that.
What,
a rainbow?
Me and no. Any, you're not supposed to look at the moon. Makshavase Batalim. His plans will not come to anything. They will disappear. Because Shabtai, the Sherish of Shabtai is Shabbos, and Shabbos means to cease and desist.
Wait, oh, this is a new one.
Shabtai, yeah.
What are we talking about?
I'm trying to read it in my head.
Different hours of the day. Shouldn't different plan to do different hours. Control over different hours.
Under Shabtai is what?
He'll cease.
His machshavas will come to nothing. It's a plan and it won't get anywhere.
Different tomorrow.
They said, let's go, let's build the biggest yeshiva in the world and have it all worked out and then we'll fall. Why? Because Manny didn't go there.
I learned the
Chachma
of
the
Blin.
So
someone should
go
like, where they're holding before they make like a big decision.
Well, let me say the Gemara for, give me a chance first to say
the
Gemara.
I learned the Chachma of the Blin.
So what about if he was born on Sunday? What about if he was born on Sunday?
Yeah. This doesn't go according to the date. There's another pshat in Shabtai that anybody that thinks thoughts plots against him, their thoughts will become bottom. That's a good thing.
As long as like, he writes when he's seen on Chayin Tzara.
Why would anybody plot against it if nothing does work?
Yeah, almost, that's like the he writes when he's seen on Chayin Tzara.
Tzedek! Tzedek is next.
Oh yeah, everything should be for both of us.
You're going to be very righteous.
This is, you're born under Tzedek?
Yes, he'll be righteous. He'll be righteous in mitzvahs.
Sort of like me.
That doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? Said later in this Gemara that if
you know some English name is
there's only one thing that's not determined by
Ma'adim. 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 Yeah, well, Shmuel asked Akasha a while ago.
This is the last one?
Ma'adim.
I never did that voice again.
How do you spell it? Mem, Olive, Dalit, Mem.
Yibram. Yibram. Ma'adim. Quiet, please, quiet. Please, please. Please. Ma'adim, will spill blood.
Ma'adim or Ma'adimim?
Ma'adim. He will spill. He will spill blood.
Who's throwing stuff?
So Ravashi says he'll spill blood. So Ravashi says, what do you mean he's gonna spill blood?
He'd be a blood spiller.
He could be a doctor, a bloodletter. A bloodletter is a doctor in those days.
Bar Ashid.
Moel.
Or it doesn't say that.
Mula. Oh, Mula.
It says, well, he could be a bloodletter, a ganef, a sheikhet, or a mile.
Wait, this is Mula.
He did?
Yeah.
He could be an avishokhi.
Tabach.
Rabba says, Rabba was born in Ma'adin.
That's the same word.
Who was?
Rabba. Rabba was a Talmud Chacham. Abaye said, Mar Nami, Anushukato. Abaye told Rabba, you have punished people, and people have died because of you. That's what Abaye said. There's more to this.
You've punished people and people died because of that punishment?
Right, there's people that they violated, they violated your word, and they died because of it. It doesn't say, you know.
No, this is all my fault. I asked you to open up shop.
I mean, you know the Gemara. Gemara is about people that they don't have the proper respect for the words of the Chacham and they died. So Bai was telling Rabba that, this has happened, this has occurred with you, and that's because you were born under Ma'adim. You have killed people. I mean, there's so much more.
All right, can we not do this?
Well, these are the seven.
Can we go back into the Darak Hashem?
Only if Yuval asked me.
Yuval?
What?
Could you ask Rabbi if you could go back to the Darak Hashem?
Wait, so people violated your word and died because of it, so they died because
of you?
Yeah, so
that's why you're born under Ma'adim, so that was appropriate.
Kindness,
huh? I'll tell you one story.
I like stories. I can
get
my,
Mars is awesome.
There was a stargazer.
Yes, stargazer.
The mother of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak went to a stargazer. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was ordered at the Mamshichei Masorah of Teresh Bapei. He was one of the ones that we live from his Tyra Adayam, Rimachim by Yitzchak.
Yeah.
Rimachim by Yitzchak.
His mother went to the stargazer?
Yes. And when he was young, or when he was a baby, or when he, you know, maybe when she was pregnant, before he was known to be Rimachim by Yitzchak.
Anywho.
And he said, your son's going to be a Ganif. He told her that her son is going to be a Ganif. Oh, Hashem is asking me, what happened to Bechira?
I'm asking, what happened to Bechira?
I think I heard the answer, but seriously.
Well, he didn't want to be a Ganif, but his parents made him. So
sort of like the question with Esav. The question with Yishmael. No?
Yeah, maybe. Well, the kicking, you know?
Yeah, Esav. How's
that
Bechira?
It is Bechira.
She
said,
what should I do? What should I do?
Yeah, he knew.
So he said, make sure that from the time he's born, he should never have his head uncovered.
So
he should have his head covered. The stargazer told Reb Nachman by Yitzchak's mother, cover his head constantly from the time he's born. There are people that do this, by the way.
So that their children won't
be... Yerushalayim, from the time the baby's born, they have these little yarmulkes, and they do it. I know people that do it.
Cover his eyes.
Cover the head. Cover,
until when?
What do you mean? Until when?
For how long?
They were keeping forever.
Are you still wearing yours? So keep going.
Oh, a yarmulke?
Yeah. Put a yarmulke on the baby's
head.
Cover
his eyes.
No, not the eyes. They put like a little head on the baby and keep it on all the time.
Cover his head. We'll bring your shemayim.
That's why people do it. Anyway, so the stargazer told her he should always have his head covered. Yes, you should have your shemayim. And he said, Davin. He was such a tzaddik. He was such a talmid chacham. She had no idea what he was talking about. Yeah, boy, was he wrong. Boy, did I waste money over there. You know, the crystal ball in the tent at the carnival. Ah, he was a charlatan. Listen to tzaddik. He's a talmid chacham. Ah, my son. I'm not going to be Yitzchak. I got him. What a charlatan.
You missed a bell.
Mamish a charlatan.
He told her to daven, or is
it? Yeah, the stargazer told her, daven and keep your kid's head covered. One day, Nachman Yitzchak was learning Torah, and he was under somebody's date tree. It wasn't his date tree, he was learning. He was learning, because what else do you do when you're under a date tree? What else would you do? What else could you possibly do when you're under a date tree? I just had my physiotherapy, and sometimes he works me over, and sometimes I lie on my stomach, and they put a buzzing machine on my back. I told her to turn it up, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
She said, if it's too hot, let me know. And if you could take it, turn it up. I'll come back and then you could let me know if I could raise it. I said, you turn it up right now.
You go, like,
she says, yeah. She says, just turn it up.
Are you kidding? My physical therapist told me that in the end of PT school, yeah, they did it to a person. They juiced it all the way and they put it onto someone's back. You can't move.
No, it was fine. Just turn it up. She said, if it gets too hot, let me know. That was fine. But yeah, I had my Gemara. I had to prepare Shia for tomorrow. We have those big tyses in. So he said, you're really supposed to relax. I said, well, I'll try learning this time, and if it doesn't work after it's over, then next time I won't do it, you know? And she got a big kick out of it. She said, I tell him, man. And then the guy came in, you know, the other guy came in, and he said, what are you learning? And he's learning Megillah, and I was learning Ksubas. I said, I'm also learning Megillah. So I start talking, he's sitting there, while the thing is buzzing, we're talking and learning for 5 minutes. Awesome. I'm talking and learning with my friend physiotherapist. So what else do you do if you're under a day tree? You know what you do? You do the same thing when you got the buzzing machine. You learn, he's learning on it. So then he always had his head covered and it fell off. It seems like this is the first time in his life that it ever fell off. I wonder how it fell off. Oh, this is such a wonderful Gemara for this Derech Hashem. Oh, it fell off! Never fell off before. It fell off.
The case was made for him.
Deliene. He lifted up his eyes because of the dikla, and he saw, hey, I'm under a day tree. He didn't realize he was under a day tree, and he was filled with a tremendous taiva to steal. The Yitzhar got a hold of him. He jumped up and he ripped off a branch of a cluster of dates with his teeth.
Wow,
he stole. He stole.
Okay, the trees are massively thick.
We're just learning three Gemaras, okay? We learned Gemara that depending on which day in the week, that's going to impact whether a person's moral or immoral. We learned the Gemara depending on what hour in the day, that's going to determine whether he grabs other people's stuff. And then we have a story about Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak that he never ever had his head uncovered and he never did anything wrong.
Except
until one time it came off and he saw his under a date tree. He didn't even notice his under. The thought never entered his mind. And he jumped up and he did a Nisid Raisa.
So how does it tie into the Derech Hashem? How does it tie in?
The Derech Hashem says that our world is a world of Nibdalim and Gashmiyim. Nibdalim and Gashmiyim. And in Chelek Aleph Parakei, he gives us a list of Nibdalim, and one of the Nibdalim is the Kechavim. Now,
perfection and deficiency.
Nice. The Kechavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Kechavim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu empowered the Kechavim to have an influence, have an impact, and set up the choices that we're faced with in the world. Who sets up these choices that we're faced with in the world? It's the Kechavim. Who empowers them to set that up? That's Hashem. So Hashem doesn't do it directly. Hashem does it indirectly. Hashem has malachim.
Hashem set up the kechavim.
Hashem has angels.
Set up our choices.
Right.
What about
Yisrael? Those kechavim have an orbit, and they have an orbit which revolves around the days of the week, and they also have an orbit which has an orbit within an orbit, about within the hours of the day, and they both exert an influence on a person based on when he was born.
What about if he's not born then, but does it still that hour of the day influence you?
Yeah, but there's different mixtures. You can see the amount of combinations. The amount of combinations are mind-boggling.
But I'm saying every hour of the day, are you influenced more towards different things, even
yeah,
if you're
so
not
I'm
born
telling
under
there's
that?
Cycles within cycles. And not only that, I can't tell you this, but there are people alive today that can tell you. And they can explain the orbits within orbits.
I want to go
and
to somebody
not necessarily
about the
name,
day I was born. I want to go to somebody. I would love to know.
I went to someone.
Who could we go to nowadays? Could
first of all, I have friends that went to people and I went to. I went to someone that he was studying this. He was studying this from a professional, someone that does it for a living. And he asked Revolba if he's allowed to learn this, and Revolba said he is, because this is Chachma. It's not Kabbalistic information. It's Chachma, and there's a Messiah from generations, what the different hours, the minutes, or the days of the week mean. And it's passed on, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's a chachma like any other chachma, and you could learn it, and he learned it. And yeah, he asked me what month I was born in, and right on the spot he told me generalities about people that are born that month. And then he said, tell me what day you're born under, and he said, I'll get back to you. And he got back to me, and he told me specifics, which were spooky.
And you felt they were right?
He was right, yeah, he was on the ball. He was on the ball with the specifics. And he told me, I remember some of it. He told me you don't like to eat things that you've never tried before. And that's very me. That's very me. I don't have any courage when it comes to food. If I've never had it before, I won't have it. And you could talk to me from today to tomorrow.
So then how have you had everything that you've had?
It's a difficult process. You know, you think when you get older, you outgrow your childhood years. I still have that inner child inside of me. There were some things that because of by force. Just by force, because I had no other choice. Because there were situations that, you know, I didn't have a choice. And yeshiva that did some of it, getting married, my wife making something, you have to eat it, you know. And then it's a difficult process, but by nature, this was like really on the ball. By nature, if I haven't had it before, I will not try it. And there are other people that they love trying new things. And it's an attraction to them. That they'd rather eat something that they've never had before. You go to a restaurant to look at the menu, and they say, oh, I've never had this before. I go to a restaurant, I will order the same thing every time. I go to a dairy restaurant, I will order lasagna.
You will?
Yes. Every time. Usually some kind of pasta. Right, okay, maybe. Yeah, but I will order lasagna every single time. We'll go to a restaurant, I look at the menu, I think I'll have lasagna. this is, you know, it's nature. You tell me that since I was born towards the end of the month.
Yeah.
So I'm not a pure unadulterated Scorpio because I'm towards Sagittarius, and therefore I have a nature to be extremely biting and cause an injury, but I have it's tempered with Sagittarius,
which is
so I have a very, very contradictory nature to be compassionate and to compensate for any. And this is me, you know. And this guy didn't know me, by the way. And this was me. He told me things. And then he said, if you tell me, you know, what time of the day you're born, I'll tell you more. If you tell me what minute you're born, I'll tell you more. And then he said, but that's going to cost you money. So I told him, I said, I don't need to pay someone money to tell me things about myself that I already know. And I was impressed. He knew it, but he wasn't telling me anything they didn't know about myself. So I said, I don't need to give someone money to tell me things about myself that I already know.
Are you sure he couldn't tell you insights about yourself that you didn't know?
I didn't care. That's my money here. I have friends that they know people that tell me to come and they could do it. And they could do it. You tell them the minute, you know, as close as possible to your moment of birth, and they will tell you some very spooky things about yourself.
Menachem Herzog, when he was sitting under the date tree, his hat fell off, his covering fell off, and
off.
That's how the guitar got
off. He looked up, saw that he was overpowered, jumped up. I have friends that they know people that they could tell you everything about yourself by the numerical combinations of your name and your father's name and your grandfather's name. You know, the more detailed your name, your father's name, your grandfather, the more detailed information you give them.
My brother wants your name like that. Know stuff because of you.
Yes, and I have a friend that he knew two people. One told people things. One told people things. These are people that charge. I mean, you know, they're in business. One told people things based on their moment of birth. And the other told people things based on the combination of their names. You know, the more names you give them, the better. You go up and generate, you know, because your name is your father and grandfather and great-grandfather, you know. Your name is
that's who you
are. The Gemara in Gittin talks about Reuven ben Shimon ben Yaakov.
Your name,
you know,
is who you are, no?
Yeah, but your grandfather's name is also your name. Your first name is Tzadik.
I don't know what name.
Your first name is Tzadik. Your first name is Tzadik. Your last name is Adam. And all the names in between between you and Adam, that's your middle name. These are all your names.
I don't have a middle
name. No, it's all the names that your father and grandfather, that's your name.
I don't have a middle name.
Yaval Yaval.
It's your new middle name.
No, but that's what it means. Your grandfather's name is part of your name. In fact, the Cubans or Hispanics, they keep adding a name for every generation. The guy's name is Olga Jose Cientos, Sargentos, Garcia, Calaria, Calania. You know, he had five names. His father, he ended up, they keep going. Like, Tiki Tiki Tembo, Nosarembo, Cherry Berry, Ruchi, Bichi, Berry Bembo. They keep adding.
Can you say that again?
No.
It's your name. And he submitted his name to the second person, and the results came back the exact same things. And then you go to a palm reader and do the same thing. And there's people that have was a part of, that they could do it by the lines on your face. Exact same thing. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu created the person. Hashem created
his
face.
You are what you eat, you know?
Hashem created his face. Hashem created his palms. Hashem created the moment he was born. And the name that he was given is Minas Shamayim. And they're all the same thing. It's your birth moment. It's your name. It's your hands. It's your face. It's all you. So there's different gateways to the person. And these are all fixed. And that's why the palm reader could do it. It's fixed.
The mazels in the case of the...
They can't tell you what you're going to choose. They can't. They can tell you who you are.
Your face isn't fixed. It changes as you grow up.
Quick question. The Derech Hashem is saying that over here from this story with Menachem Herzog, the mazel set up his situation,
yes,
his challenge.
And Mr. Benishakai Mutato is telling us that these non-ending, these seemingly non-ending series of choices to keep assaulting us every single day that we're faced with, to set into motion by a process between the combination of Nidalim, that's Ruchnius, and Gashmiyim, that's Gashmiyim, and they're linked. If you're born, there's a Malach, that the Malach's job is to be in charge of the star called Ma'adim. And the Malach is the one that causes it to go at this particular orbit. And the Malach is the one that gives it its properties. There is fire because the Malach is empowered to give it fire. And you were born at that moment. So that means that you are working in tandem with the Malach. There is a link between you and the Malach because you were born at the very moment when he comes. There is a shiluv. There is a chain of succession between the Dalim and Gashmiyim.
Meaning, so each person has their own, you know, something about him, you know, not like that. Each person has their own, like.
And now, just to answer Shmuel and Shimon's question.
The perfection.
When the Gemara says that a person, if he's born on the third day, his tendency towards immorality. That's a tendency. Reb Nachum by Yitzchak, that story really, really highlights this. Point. When Nachum by Yitzchak had a bechira to steal or not to steal, he did.
Stole?
He had a bechira, but he had a strong yitzhara, an overpowering yitzhara, to take other people's things. And he dealt with it. How did he deal with it? Or his mother helped him deal with it. Tefillah? And then to have a constant. To add on, to increase the Yerushalayim. When he had the tefillah and increased the Yerushalayim, so then he didn't even realize that he was underneath the date tree. That's Mamash Lashon HaGemara. As soon as the Yerushalayim was off, so then he saw there was a date tree, and he wasn't in control of himself. He has Bechira. It's very interesting. It's a complex one. It's not the Bechira that we have. We don't have such a big Yitzhar. Hashem gave him a bigger Yetzirah than he gave any one of us. Our Yetziraha is, do we ever have a Yetziraha to be under a tree and jump up and bite something off with our teeth?
He bit off his teeth to show that he had no control.
Yeah.
But he does have Bechira because he has the Bechira to daven. And he has the Bechira to cover his head. So he has a very, very interesting Bechira. Hashem says, if you daven and you cover your head, you're going to be fine. If you choose not to, you're going to be uncontrollable. So that's his Bechira. Yeah. So that's what those Gemaras are talking about. Immoral? It doesn't mean immoral. You know what it means? It means if somebody doesn't take the measures necessary, then he will be uncontrollable. But he still has a choice. That means he has a drive to be immoral. But he could take measures. And just as a little, you know, Derek Hashem, we're not learning Musa here. And I think that the purpose of this year is not for me to tell you what to do or not to do. But you'll pardon me, because why don't I do that? Because I don't think that I'm the seeing all, know all, wise all guy that could tell somebody what they're doing wrong. I don't think so. I have my own problems. But once we're talking about this, we're dealing with hot-blooded American males, and we come into contact with things that are seemingly uncontrollable, like Yaval was alluding to. We might not jump up to grab a date with our teeth. But every single one of us has our dates that we will grab with our teeth. Yeah, that's a muscle. But every single, right? Is that what you meant before?
What?
Is that what you meant before? Every single one of us has our dates that we're going to grab with our teeth.
We all have
that. There's certain things that we will not hold ourselves back from doing. And the Gemara is telling us that if we do have those things, so then the way to deal with it is not to fight it, because we won't win. Because if Nachum by Yitzchak did not win, and if he didn't win, we won't win. There's only one way of dealing with it. That's it, adding on Yerushalayim. That means to do something extra, something we're not chayiv. He had no chayiv to keep his head covered the whole day with the extra covering. He had no chiv. He had like a turban around his head. He had no chiv to do that. He did it voluntarily because he wanted a constant reminder, Yir Shamayim. So that means we have to go out of our way to do something which we're not chayiv to do, which adds Yir Shamayim. And then daven to Hashem and say, Hashem, I can't control this. This is out of my hands. The Yitzhar is too big for me. And it's up to you. You have to help me. And I'm begging you to help me. I'm doing whatever I can, but I keep falling again and again and again.
You have to help me?
So number one is you have to surrender. You know, you have to reach out to God. That He should give you powers beyond those which you have already. And then do something extra, out of the ordinary, something you don't have to do, to add on your Shemayim. And that's the only way. Not everyone has these nisyanos. But if someone does have them and wants to get out of it, that's the only way. Fighting, you know, if a guy, fighting, you know, a guy feels he's about to do an avera, so then the way to deal with it is not to bash his head against the wall. We were discussing this the other day. To punish yourself, you know, like Dobby, the house elf, you know, that's not the way of dealing with it. It doesn't work.
My precious.
That's the wrong one.
Yeah.
Okay? Oh, you're right. Sort of the ring.
Okay. So please excuse me, but I highly, highly suggest that we should take the chizuk from today's shmuz. We smoothed with each other to examine the areas where this is going to be. Let's make it lamaisa and myriv tonight by myriv davening. Let us daven to Allah Hashem in this area and take on something which is additional Yir Shamayim. And Hashem should reward our efforts, and we should bring each other up and grow together and be together with each other for eternity. Let's do it. Let's roll.
All right. I just...